Thanks for joining us today. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin a series called Created to Dream, the six phases God uses to grow your faith. In this series, Pastor Rick helps you recognize and understand the predictable patterns and processes God uses to strengthen your faith and develop your character so you can live the truly extraordinary life He has planned for you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream. This life-changing book will help you discover and live out the amazing dream God has just for you. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called How God Builds Your Faith.
Now, I've got a question for you. How's your faith? Is it strong or is it weak? Is it steady or is it stretched? It's an important question to be able to answer because Jesus said this, everything is possible for the person who has faith. Look at that verse. Everything is possible for the person who has faith. He also said, according to your faith, it will be done to you. In other words, you get to choose how much God blesses your life. God says, if you'll trust me, if you'll believe in me, if you'll have faith in me, I will bless you. In fact, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So there's a lot riding on your faith. Now, let me ask you that question again. How's your faith? Would you like your faith to be stronger? Well, I hope so, because that's why we're going to do this study together. You see, faith is like a muscle. It needs to be exercised. It needs to be developed. And God uses a predictable pattern and process to build your faith. I call it the six phases of faith. Now, once you understand these six phases, you're going to be able to cooperate with God in the process of strengthening your faith, building your character, and experiencing the great adventure of life in Jesus Christ. You know, as a pastor, the question I'm asked probably more than any other question is this. Pastor, why is this happening to me? I just don't understand it. I don't get it. I'm ready to give up. Why? You see, when you don't understand God's six phases of faith, you get discouraged in tough times. In fact, you may even become resentful or even depressed. You're certainly going to worry. You may become fearful about the future, but most of all, you won't be able to cooperate with what God is doing in your life. On the other hand, when you understand what we're going to look at, these six phases of faith that God takes every one of us through, and He takes you through them over and over and over, by the way, then you're going to say, oh, okay, I understand now I'm in stage four, or I'm in stage five, or I'm in stage six or stage two, and you can relax and you can understand what's going on, and you're not going to get discouraged when the times are tough. Now, in this session, I want to just introduce you to all six phases. We're going to give you a little overview, and then in succeeding issues, we're going to go to a deeper process. We're going to look at each phase of faith in the coming sessions. Now, how does God build my faith? Well, the first phase of faith is what I call dream. Now, God always starts with a dream. Nothing happens until somebody starts dreaming. You've got to have a dream. You've got to have an idea, a vision, a goal, a target. God wants to work in your life, but He does it starting with a dream. He gives you a dream about what He wants to do and the impact He wants to make through your life in the world. Now, there are a lot of examples of this in the Bible. God gave Noah the dream of building an ark. God gave Abraham the dream of being the father of a great nation. He gave Joseph the dream of being a leader who would save his people. And all through Scripture, we find that God always starts with this dream. He gave David the dream of building the temple of God. And He gave Nehemiah the dream of building the wall around Jerusalem. And He gave Paul the dream of going to Rome. As I said, nothing happens until first you start dreaming. How do you know when a dream is from God or you just made it up? I mean, how do you know if it's God speaking to you or it's the lasagna you had last night? Well, here's how you can know God's dream. It will always require faith. You see, the Bible says God is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of infinitely beyond our highest prayers, our desires, our thoughts, our hopes. That's Ephesians 3:20. You see, if a dream comes from God, it's going to be so big, you cannot do it on your own. Did you hear that? If a dream comes from God, it is so big, you can't do it on your own. You can only do it by faith, because if you could do it on your own, you wouldn't need faith. And if you don't need faith, you can't please God, because as I said, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, the second way to know that a dream is from God is that God's dream never contradicts his word. In other words, he's not going to give you a dream of leaving your family and kids and moving to Hollywood to be a star, because that's not a dream from God. God's dream never contradicts what he has already said in his written word. But he does start with a dream. However, a dream is just the first phase along the line of faith. Once God has given you the dream, then you move to phase two, and phase two in the six phases of faith is a decision. Now, the decision phase is when you begin to actually do something about your dream. Nothing's going to happen in your dream until you wake up and begin to put it into action. You got to make a decision. You got to say, I'm going to go for it. You know, for every 10 dreamers in the world, there's one decision maker. A lot of people have dreams, but they never do anything about those dreams. A lot of people have dreams, but they never get to this second phase to make the decision to go for it. We'll talk about that in this series, how to make that decision. During the decision phase, you have to do a couple things. First, you have to invest. You have to make the decision to invest your time, your money, your reputation, your energy. This is where you decide to lay it on the line, take the plunge, and go for it. It's where you say, okay, God, you told me to do this, and in faith, I'm stepping out, I'm walking on the water, I'm going to go for it. You got to invest. The second thing you have to do in the decision phase is you have to let go of security, and that's even harder. You see, you can't move forward in faith and hold on to the past at the same time. When God told Abraham, I'm going to make you the father of a great nation, in order for Abraham to do that, Abraham had to leave his home for an unknown destination. He didn't know where he was going. Moses, to follow God's dream, had to let go of his quiet life as a shepherd in order to lead God's people into freedom. Peter had to get out of the boat in order to walk on water. If you want to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat. You know, a great example of this is a trapeze artist at a circus. You've seen this. They swing out on one bar, and then they grab a hold of the other bar and swing to the other side. But the bars are far enough away from each other that you can't hang on to the first and grab the other one at the same time. At some point, you have to let go of the first trapeze bar in order to move over to grab to the next one. And for that split second, you're not holding on to anything. You're flying in midair. Your feet are firmly planted in midair, holding on to nothing. You ever been there in your career? Yeah, I'm sure you have. When you're leaving one job and you're waiting for another and nothing in between, and you're 100 feet up in the air with no net below and nothing to hold on to. But if you don't let go and you grab onto the vision that God wants you to have, you're just going to swing back in the old direction. And only you won't just swing all the way back. Have you noticed that? You swing back with lower and lower velocity until finally you're just hanging there with only one way out. Down. God gives you a dream, but you have to make the decision to let go of the dream and to pursue it. Now, once you move through phase two, you come to third phase, and this one is one that's a little bit more difficult. It is delay. Delay is stage three in the six phases of faith. God will not fulfill your dream immediately. Why? Because it wouldn't take any faith. You see, there is always a delay. Listen to this. There is always a waiting period between dream and fulfillment. You know, God says in the Old Testament book of Habakkuk, these things that I plan for you won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. This is God talking to some of you directly. They will not be overdue a single day. That's Habakkuk 2:3 in the Living Bible. You see, in this phase three, you start asking the when question. When, Lord? When are you going to answer my prayer? When are you going to remove that barrier? When is the dream going to be fulfilled? When is everything going to fall into place? It's the waiting stage. Have you ever been in a hurry when God wasn't? Yes. That's the hardest thing in the world to do. God, you know, God can really be irritating sometimes, can't he? Because you're ready, but God isn't. Or you think you're ready, but God knows you're not. You see, God often takes a delay. In fact, he always takes a delay. Why? Because he wants you to work on you. And he wants to work on you before he works on the project. God has to make some changes in you before he can bring the fulfillment of that dream. Now, this is a principle taught all through Scripture. Noah waited 120 years from the time that he started building the ark until it began to rain. That's a long time to wait. Abraham told he'd be the father of a great nation, but he didn't even have a child until he was 99 years old. That's a long time to wait. Jesus waited 30 years in a carpenter shop before he started his ministry. Now, if Abraham and Jesus and Moses and everybody else had to go through the waiting period, why shouldn't we? You'll go through phase three too, delay. You see, waiting teaches us to trust God. It teaches us that his timing is perfect. Did you hear that? God's timing is perfect. And we have to learn that there's a difference, and this is really a mark of maturity. There's a difference between no and not yet. Your children have to learn that. You have to learn that. Many times God says to you, not yet, and you're thinking he's saying no. He's not saying no. You see, that's why the most common reaction in the delay phase is doubt. We start doubting. And we think, well, maybe I missed God's vision. Maybe I did something wrong. But a delay is not a denial. Get that. A delay never destroys God's purpose for your life. Never, never, never. The purpose of the delay phase is actually a part of the plan. It's to teach you that you can trust God and that you can be patient with his timing, and that his timing is perfect. So how do you handle the waiting rooms of life? Some of you are in the waiting rooms right now. Well, it reveals your faith. Once you start moving through the delay period, you're going to come to phase four. And now you come to fourth phase, and it's difficulty. You say, oh, no, we moved from dream to decision to delay, and now difficulty? Yes. You see, not only do you get to wait, but you're going to have problems while you wait. It's part of God's plan.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Did you know God has a dream for your life? And it's far bigger than anything you could ever dream or think up on your own. The Bible says God can do anything, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. It's as if God is saying to you, think of the greatest dream of your life, and I can top it. Maybe you haven't yet found God's dream for you, or perhaps you already have, and you've encountered difficulties, delays, detours, and even dead ends. You may even feel like giving up. Pastor Rick says, every God-given dream takes a predictable path from dream to deliverance. And along the way, God is building your faith one step at a time. If you're ready to live the extraordinary life God has for you, then you're going to want to get Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream, The Six Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. Based on the lives of well-known people in the Bible, this life-changing book will help you discover God's dream for your life and will show you how to overcome the many barriers you'll encounter as you pursue the dream God created just for you. Created to Dream is one of the most important messages Pastor Rick has ever taught. That's why right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take God's word to the whole world, we'll send you two copies of this life-changing new book. That's one for you and one to share with a friend who needs to know God really does have a dream for their life. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thank you so much for your support.
Now, back to more from God's Word with Pastor Rick Warren.
Abraham told he'd be the father of a great nation, but he didn't even have a child until he was 99 years old. That's a long time to wait. Jesus waited 30 years in a carpenter shop before he started his ministry. Now, if Abraham and Jesus and Moses and everybody else had to go through the waiting period, why shouldn't we? You'll go through phase three too, delay. You see, waiting teaches us to trust God. It teaches us that His timing is perfect. Did you hear that? God's timing is perfect. And we have to learn that there's a difference, and this is really a mark of maturity. There's a difference between no and not yet. Your children have to learn that. You have to learn that. Many times God says to you, not yet, and you're thinking He's saying no. He's not saying no. You see, that's why the most common reaction in the delay phase is doubt. We start doubting. And we think, well, maybe I missed God's vision. Maybe I did something wrong. But a delay is not a denial. Get that. A delay never destroys God's purpose for your life. Never, never, never. The purpose of the delay phase is actually a part of the plan. It's to teach you that you can trust God and that you can be patient with His timing, and that His timing is perfect. So how do you handle the waiting rooms of life? Some of you are in the waiting rooms right now. Well, it reveals your faith. Once you start moving through the delay period, you're going to come to phase four. And now you come to fourth phase, and it's difficulty. You say, oh, no, we moved from dream to decision to delay, and now difficulty? Yes. You see, not only do you get to wait, but you're going to have problems while you wait. It's part of God's plan. Now, there are two primary kinds of problems, circumstances and critics. And both of these will delay and add difficulty to your dream. When God gives you a dream, there are going to be circumstances that hold you back and critics that put you down to make things difficult. I mean, imagine the difficulty Noah had. How'd you like that to build a floating zoo? People said he was, you know, nuts. I mean, you know, imagine being Noah's kids. Well, you know, what's your dad doing out there in the front yard? He's building an ark. How about Joseph? Joseph had a dream of becoming a ruler. Then he's sold into slavery by his jealous brothers, falsely accused of rape, thrown into prison, and forgotten by everybody. You talk about difficulties on top of delay. After Moses died, Joshua led the people into the promised land, but when they got there, they discovered it was full of giants, big people, much stronger than they were. And even in the promised land, there are problems because God is working on your faith and He's working on you. Why does God allow this? Well, the Bible says this. At present time, you may be temporarily harassed by all kinds of trials. It's no accident. It happens to prove your faith, which is infinitely more valuable than gold. That's 1 Peter 1:7. Now, finally, when you get through the delay and you get through the difficulties, you come to the next phase, the difficulties become so bad, you've come to your limit. You've tried everything. You've exhausted all your options. And now you've reached the fifth phase of faith, which is dead end. You say, oh, thanks, Rick. Thanks a lot. Well, dead ends are part of God's plan for your life. The situation deteriorates from difficult to impossible. And now it looks hopeless. It looks like there's no way out. It looks like there's no alternative. And I want to just say right now, if you're watching this and you're at this stage, congratulations, because you're in good company. Even Paul, probably the greatest Christian ever lived next to Jesus himself, went through dead ends. In fact, one time he wrote, at that time we were completely overwhelmed. The burden was more than we could bear. You ever felt like that? He said, in fact, we told ourselves that this was the end. Yet we believe now that we had this sense of impending disaster so that we might learn to trust not in ourselves, but in God who can raise the dead. That's 1 Corinthians 1:8-9. Now, if God can raise people from the dead physically, He can raise people from the dead emotionally. He can raise a dead marriage. He can resurrect a dead career. He can resurrect a dead health problem. He can make things better. And if God can raise the dead, he can do anything. Now, at the dead end stage, you start asking, what's going on, Lord? Did I miss your will? Have I missed your vision? Did I just make up this dream? Is it just something I thought up? Now, the best example of this is when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. They had had 10 plagues in Egypt, and Pharaoh finally says, okay, you guys get out of here. Good riddance. Take off. Leave. And the children of Israel leave. But one day later, Pharaoh changes his mind, and he starts coming after them with the power and velocity of the Egyptian army. Now, the children of Israel at the Red Sea, and there are mountains on either side, and the Red Sea is in front of them, and the enemy army is in hot pursuit behind them, ready to kill them. This is what you call God's cul-de-sac. You've been in it many times, and you're going to be in it many more times in the future, where it seems like there's no way out. Now, the Bible says that the people were terrified, and they started complaining. They said, we should have just stayed as slaves in Egypt rather than die at the Red Sea.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message or would like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today. But first, God has a dream for your life that's far bigger than anything you could ever dream or think up on your own. If you want to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life, you're going to want to get Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Would you like to live an extraordinary life? One where you make a lasting contribution that serves God and blesses others? A life where you use all your skills and abilities and talents to pursue your dreams? Well, guess what? God wants you to live that life. In fact, he created you to live a life of significance as you pursue the dream that God has placed in your heart. But you know, a lot of people get bogged down and discouraged before they ever reach their dream. They can't understand why there are delays and difficulties, and so they doubt their dream, and they even doubt God. That's why I've written a new book called Created a Dream, The Six Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. It explains the process that God uses to deepen your faith as he moves you step by step closer to the dream he's given you. And when you understand these six phases of faith, you'll be able to see what God is doing. You go, oh, I get it. I understand what he's doing. You'll be able to say, right now I'm in phase four or phase six or phase two of God's process. This is going to keep you encouraged and hopeful when you hit obstacles and suffer setbacks that are inevitable in moving toward your dream. And it'll help you cooperate with God's plan to grow your faith as you fulfill your dream. You're going to begin to live an extraordinary life. You know, the truth is, we're all just ordinary people. But when ordinary people pursue the dream God has for their life, they become extraordinary. God's inviting you to pursue the dream he's put in your heart. Let me help you do that. Let me help you learn more about that. I'd like to send you a copy of Created to Dream, the six phases God uses to grow your faith. When you give a gift today to help Daily Hope, share the hope of Jesus with people around the world. Thank you for your partnership in this worldwide ministry.
Created to Dream is one of the most important messages Pastor Rick has ever taught. That's why right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take God's word to the whole world, we'll send you two copies of this life-changing new book. That's one for you and one to share with a friend who needs to know God really does have a dream for their life. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.